News from Oroville, November 7th, 2007. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea and Danielle. An interview by Susanna. The weather in Oroville today is sunny with blue skies and scattered clouds. The temperature ranges between 26 and 28 degrees. The 333rd broadcast and upload since Oroville Radio began took place on the 5th of November, 2007. Oroville Radio site has an average of 10,000 single visits a month from around 100 nations around the globe. We thank all our listeners for the generous support we are receiving through emails. An interview by Susana. Mari, Brazilian guest.
My name is Mari. I'm from Brazil. I'm living here in Oroville now since September. I'll be here 6 months. And I came here to join Oroville and to try to discover a little bit about what is the main purpose of the idea of Mother and Cerro Bindo and how to make it real in the place where everybody can live together and share experience, you know, from different countries and different places in the world. I'm doing a volunteering job in a Tamil school with Indian kids. They are kids that live in the village behind Oroville, in the all the places around Oroville. Those kids, they are between 2 years old until 15. And I try to work with them, teaching yoga and computer skills and trying to play some games. And because they don't speak English very well, they have a lot of difficulty in this area. So we try to improve some vocabulary or stuff like this, no? I share a house with other six people, and they are from different countries, no? One from France, India, other from Spain, German, and Brazil, no? We have very nice convivence, and we share all our stuff. We have dinner together every night. We are responsible to our own dinner and to the dinner for the other. We clean our rooms. We take care of the house, you know, and we share our friendship too. You know, we're always together, trying to understand each other and trying to create a nice place to live, you know. And until now, I'm very happy here in Oroville. I think that, like all places, is a place to learn, and I'm trying to do it here. And
the Diwali Light Festival will be celebrated at Bharat Nevis on Wednesday the 7th, starting at 5:30, with fireworks for all the children and gift distributions at 6:45. A live concert of Indian classical music at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nevis follows, and lastly, dinner at Solar Kitchen, 7:45. An attempt at a new spirit in providing housing. Citadines. The concept is an alternative proposal to residence and community building. While being rational, practical, and easy to maintain, it rests on the foundation of maintaining the basic ideals of Oroville. The prime criteria to live in citadines is to be dedicated to Oroville. There will be fully furnished flats, decorated with beauty and simplicity, and collective services, covered parking, laundry service, a reception desk, a multi-purpose hall, complete maintenance of the flats, buildings, and gardens. The basic concept is that the time and energy and resources of the residents who are fully dedicated to the growth of Oroville won't be scattered and inefficiently used. The first phase of citadines, planned to house 50 to 60 people, will have two apartment buildings, ground plus three. That's a total residential area built of 2,000 square meters approximately and 1,300 square meters for the various community facilities on the ground floor of each block. The design incorporates various solar passive techniques and building materials having low mechanical energy usage and climatically comfortable interiors. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. On microphone, Marlenka. For further information, please check the website oroville-radio.org. Thanks for listening.